Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
At least 50 people have been killed, hundreds more injured after a train collision in India. Many passengers are believed to be trapped in overturned carriages. This happened in the eastern state of Odisha, with officials saying that multiple trains were involved. There's been heavy artillery shelling and gunfire in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, after the collapse of a shaky ceasefire. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have suspended negotiations between the warring sides. The Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Washington has sanctioned companies linked to both sides of the conflict. There's violence between protesters and police in Senegal a day after the opposition leader Ousmane Sonko was sentenced to 2 years in prison on a charge of corrupting youth. Senegal's interior ministry says at least nine people have been killed in anti-government protests. Nicholas Huck has more from Dakar.
As night falls, tension is rising. Normally at this time of the night, this road would be filled with traffic. Look at it now. Look at the states of the vehicles that are plowing the streets. A lot of these I'm seeing throughout the capital. This is highly unusual, man. And behind you, ahead of me, is where Ousmane Sonko lives. There, security forces have the situation under control. But in the roads facing me are protesters that have put up barricade, and that's why we're wearing these helmets. They've been throwing stones at protesters or anybody approaching their neighborhoods. In those areas, security forces have yet to control these areas.
Ukraine's air force is holding large-scale drills in the north of the country before the long-planned offensive against Russia. Capital Kyiv has come under repeated attack from Russia over the past month, ahead of those plans for Ukraine to fight back. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's border region of Belgorod says two people were killed and two others injured by shelling. This happened in the town of Maslova Pristan, just 15 kilometers from the border with Ukraine. Governor says that shell fragments struck traffic.